Vermilia Fang and the Unicorn Lords. Written by Laura Ellen Anderson and read by Zoe Thorne. Florence lifted a bum cheek.
Oh, there you are!
Tangine gasped for air. McSparkle skipped over to Tangine and tipped his hat.
So, what's your name, lad?
While McSparkle and Tangine introduced themselves, Amelia whispered to Florence and Grimaldi.
Guys, McSparkle could be our answer to getting to Glitteropolis.
Did I hear the word Glitteropolis?
Said McSparkle, popping up between Amelia and Florence.
Do you know it? Our map is ruined and we don't know how to get there, said Amelia hopefully.
I was just on my way to Glitteropolis, said McSparkle.
Really? Said Amelia, Florence, Grimaldi and Tangine together. Squashy squeaked in excitement. McSparkle looked at the top of Amelia's head in confusion.
Could we come with you? Said Amelia, diverting his attention.
Of course, it'll be nice to have some company, McSparkle trilled. Been a tough few years, you see. My brother McShine went to the Delightful Darks to buy a new loot 3 summers ago and never returned.
That's awful, said Amelia.
Those evil creatures of the dark kidnapped him, he frowned.
Florence grumbled. Grimaldi twirled his tail nervously.
He's not the first creature of the light to go missing either, said McSparkle, shaking his head.
Fairy weather, said Amelia without thinking.
You knew her? Asked McSparkle.
Quite well, said Tangine, looking sad.
McSparkle looked around cautiously and then lowered his voice.
We're not safe here anymore, he said. It's no wonder everyone's moving to Glitteropolis.
Amelia nodded, pretending to agree.
The Rainbow Rail is the best thing that's ever happened to this kingdom.
McSparkle continued, nodding wisely.
Oh yes, I love the Rainbow Rail, said Amelia.
She had no idea what the Rainbow Rail was. She'd never even seen a rainbow before, though she had read in a book about how they could blind you with their colours.
It's so rainbowy, she smiled nervously.
There's no way creatures of the dark would ever guess the way into Glitteropolis is via a rainbow, eh?
McSparkle nudged Amelia's arm and chuckled.
That must be why King Vladimir could never find the city, thought Amelia.
Right, folks, McSparkle did a little heel click. We can catch the rainbow rail to Glitteropolis first thing tomorrow. It's a bit of a trek to the nearest rainbow stop from here, so we'll walk as far as we can before the sun sets, then make camp for the night. Let's go!
When McSparkle was out of earshot, Amelia threw her arms around Tangine.
We did it, she whispered happily. We're going to Glitteropolis. We're going to find your mum.
Then she paused.
And your dad.
Tangine looked hesitant, then smiled.
You promise, he whispered. I promise, said Amelia. And friends don't break promises.